The recent presidential campaign showed how easily technology can polarize the country. When you have conversations through social media, you can easily find yourself in an echo chamber, surrounded only by like-minded people. But could technology depolarize the country, too? WBUR's Asma Khalid looks at some area experiments trying to do just that.
When I was covering the presidential campaign for NPR, just about every time I interviewed voters, they would mention some news nugget they had seen on Facebook. The Pew Research Center finds that about two-thirds of adults get news from social media. But for all its power, social media is also a self-selecting reality. And that's why Allison Liu found herself in shock on election night.
Confusion as to, you know, what was going on, why it was happening.
Liu is a student at Harvard Business School. She had voted for Hillary Clinton, and when she opened up her Facebook page after the election, searching for answers, she couldn't find any. She didn't see any Trump voters.
You know, none of them showed themselves on my Facebook feed.
To figure things out, she signed up for this new online platform her classmate had created, called Hi from the Other Side. The goal is to take two people, one Donald Trump supporter, one Hillary Clinton supporter, match them up, introduce them, and allow them to connect in real life.
Because at that time, I think there was like a general sense of helplessness on my end. I just wanted to do something to try to help me just understand.
Liu was matched up with Dennis O'Brien, a 26-year-old working in IT security who does ballroom dancing on the side. O'Brien was living in New Hampshire, but he recently moved to New Jersey. So Liu hopped into a studio at WBUR, and together we gave him a ring on Skype.
Hey. Been a while. I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts.
O'Brien had voted for Trump, in part because he hates Obamacare. But after the election, O'Brien remembers seeing all these young women crying.
And all these people were like legitimately terrified, and I couldn't quite wrap my mind around why.
The next day, he saw something about Hi from the Other Side on Facebook.
And I just clicked it and said, all right, you know, what the heck? I can meet someone new, and I can learn about why, you know, what's going through everybody else's mind a little bit.
Think of it as going on a blind date to talk politics. And so on a random Tuesday night, Liu and O'Brien met up at a burger place in Cambridge.
We were there for like 2 hours. She wasn't crazy. You know, there was never a moment where I felt stupid or I felt like, you know, I was an idiot. And, you know, likewise towards her, I never thought she was, you know, anything more than a normal person.
He's not, like, you know, racist and bigoted, like, I think the stereotype, right, of some Trump supporters are. And I think what helped was also we were able to find a little bit of common ground.
Common ground on climate change. O'Brien says he realized maybe they just have different priorities. He says he's not a very empathetic person, and so it's hard for him to feel concerned about immigration or social issues, since they don't really affect him.
I wouldn't say that our conversation really changed each other's minds at all, but it was valuable to have that new perspective.
Very humbling. You know, we were both very open to what the other one had to say. No one got mad.
And that is what Henry Tsai wants. He's the brains behind Hi from the Other Side. He's a former Silicon Valley guy, now studying at Harvard.
The day after the election, it was kind of clear that discourse in this country was not maybe where we wanted to be. There's a lot of either demonizing or dismissiveness of the other side from both sides.
Tsai says about 4,000 to 5,000 people have signed up. It's an online platform. But he admits for it to work, you have to take the conversation offline, having people meet in real life, or at least video chat. Liu and O'Brien agree.
I think social media just helps reinforce the hate. It just pushes everybody apart because, you know, when I see something, I'm not talking to a person. I'm just typing a bunch of letters and a message.
It's those divisions that intrigued Deb Roy and his team at the MIT Media Lab to conduct a totally different experiment. Roy is also chief media scientist at Twitter, and during the election, he had access to the entire fire hose of Twitter data, meaning he tracked every tweet about presidential politics in the country.
One of the things that we found was tribal networks that formed around the public conversation on the elections.
Roy wondered if there was a way to use big data not just to analyze info, but to help build bridges. And so his Media Lab team came up with this quirky research idea. What if you could flip your Twitter feed and see the social media world through someone else's eyes?
How might you airdrop in somewhere else and get a sense of what it's like? And what if some of the things you experience actually aren't so different, aren't so foreign, aren't so disconnected from your interest?
So Roy and his team created an online tool, a Chrome extension, called FlipFeed. I downloaded it. You feel a little nosy, but it's also fascinating. I was teleported to Pike County, Pennsylvania, and saw the same tweets that this anonymous person was theoretically seeing. Fox News updates and the local concert in town.
FlipFeed has a collection of accounts that purposefully span the political spectrum. And so if you flip your feed a few times, you will just naturally start sampling different parts of the political spectrum.
Roy doesn't know what impact, if any, this MIT lab experiment could have, but he's optimistic that technology could be used to create empathy. The major hitch is that all these tech adaptations take initiative, and maybe a lot of us are just perfectly content to passively roam around our own social media bubble. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market, ngkf.com.